Welcome to the Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Right then, it's that moment on the show where I get to sit back for a couple of minutes and let an esteemed writer grab the mic and read an extract from their work, which may well result in you adding to your reading list. This is the Writer's Seat, and our guest this week is a first-time author who has based her debut novel on her own real-life ramblings and 30 years of real-life letters written from daughter to mother to grandmother. This book invites you on a therapeutic journey through times gone by, offering up a new perspective on life. Think Bridget Jones's Diary meets Eat, Pray, Love with a hint of Jane Austen thrown in for good measure. Enough from me then, here is this week's awesome author, Daniela Cracknell, reading from her debut novel, The Letter Diaries.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
At the time of Grandma's funeral, it had been several years since I had seen this family of mine. My family barely knew much about my life, except for the mishaps I wrote about, and I never thought anyone had much interest in my ramblings, except Grandma. Come to find out, as evidenced by my cousin's welcoming in the pub, my family had rather enjoyed a jolly good read out of the American life that I lived, with me working the TV industry, as my father once did. So much so, my letters were passed around the family, embarrassingly, like an entertainment rag. Then on visits back to the UK, just like today, my letters would become a focal point, a means to get chatty with each other. If anything, my letters had a purpose, as a conversation starter. My letters had bridged time and distance. Despite another year or five having gone by, it would feel like yesterday when we last saw each other, as it did today. After Grandma's death, my letters were to be retrieved from Grandma's attic. She had saved them all. When I wrote the letters, I had not intended them to be returned, nor had I given them any relevance, but serve as a rundown of events. But here my letters now were, as per Grandma's will, to be dusted off, soon to be at my doorstep in documentation of the wrong paths I had taken. What I know now is better. I did not know then as any better, nor did I trust gut instincts as internal self-care you never ignore. Eventually, one has enough life experience to know better and possibly see an easier way of doing things in love, life, and at work. But if life had not gone so perfectly wrong, I would never have known this life of mine, nor found a richness that comes out of troubling times, nor discover the glue that got me through was in the art of letter writing, and that the grounding force of Grandma carried me to the other side. So, I was not alone on this journey to where the best of me lies. If anything, I had a box of letters to keep me company. As I reopened each letter, I took inventory chapter by chapter of this unsettled life of mine, and in doing so, traveled back in time to English villages and to the big cities of London, New York, and Los Angeles, where I found myself traveling toward nothing but colossal mishap, stuck in such a mental spin that it would take living life over to course correct.
So once again, that was an extract from The Letter Diaries, as written and read by Daniela Cracknell, and you can find out more about this soon-to-be-published debut novel just by going to www.theletterdiaries.com, where you can sign up for all the latest on this book's release and be one of the first to review the book. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from The Letter Diaries and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available for you to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And of course, through the 1F2T Jukebox app and our website. And if you are a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then remember to use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or just find those hashtags Midweek Peak or hashtag Writer's Seat and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we will make sure that we do for you what we just did for the brilliant Daniela Cracknell there and give you a well deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just drop us a line, writerseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, The Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.